What's up? What's up? What's up, y'all? What's happening? How y'all doing? What's up, y'all? Welcome to SW Live Podcast. It is Wednesday, April 5th. We are in the month of April, y'all. We are here. This is what, the second quarter of the new year of the 2023 year. But it's the second quarter. It's the beginning of the second quarter. But it's also a very special month of ours. We are celebrating the fourth anniversary of SW Live over here, y'all. Like, I can't believe I started this podcast 4 years ago. 4 years ago. Yes. This month. I started the podcast off on Anchor. And I used to do like maybe 3 minute to 16 minute episodes, right, on the podcast back then. What's up, my sister? Hey, darling. I used to do like 3 to 17 minute episodes, right? Because I was talking to myself, and I always thought it was really, really weird to be having a conversation with myself. And so I started talking to the producers of Freedom Train, which is who I'm with now. I started having conversations with them, and they were telling me that, you know, it's you're not talking to yourself. It's people interacting with you and, you know, all those different things, whatever. So I started, like, thinking, okay, I could probably do it on a bigger platform, because I was okay with doing audio. I was okay with being behind the scenes and being, like, you know. And then when they told me, it was like, you got the voice for it, though, Shell. You know, you can do it. So I was like, so, you know, kind of nervous about it. And then I did it. And I was like, and now here we are, y'all, 4 years ago this month. And so I'm super excited about it, because I know that I have so much more in store for SW Live, but also because it's a growing authentic podcast. Like, it's authenticity. Like, it's all that. It ain't nothing where I'm bringing like dramatic life stories, because I don't relate to a whole lot of dramatic life, even though you know, I know about a lot of it. That don't mean it has a whole lot to do. There's a lot of conversations that I have to have with people I don't have a whole lot of relation to, but I am very familiar with people. So this is really like life-changing for me to be able to do stuff like this. I'm very much so thankful for it. So I appreciate y'all sticking with me. Some of y'all have been with me from the beginning of time with this podcast, and I appreciate the fact that y'all are still rocking with me. So thank you. Cheers to that. So happy 4 years, boo. All right, let's take that sip. All right, I'm gonna keep doing that. I'm gonna keep sipping that glass. I ain't gonna do more than that, though. You know, I'm gonna keep it simple tonight. But yeah, we're gonna do this. We're gonna jump into the show, because I got a couple. I want to do some flashback episodes with y'all on this venture as I cheer, like, take a couple more sips to different episodes, some of my favorite memories of podcasts so far over the years, and some of the most just memorable shows in general, because they had a lot of feedback, they had a lot of conversation with them, and we're going to go back and, you know, talk about some of those, and some of them I was able to bring some video to, but they want you to convert everything, child. I ain't got time for all that. So I did what I did, and I'm going to do what I do, and we're going to go ahead and get this thing on the road. This is 4 years. Let me take another cheers to that. Cheers. This is 4 years, y'all. I can't, listen, it's times where you don't even want to be like, I don't want to go talk to nobody today, let alone have to get on the podcast and talk to people. But when you have your energy and you got your shit going that you want to continue to keep strong, you got to do what you got to do. It's nothing steadfast about saying that I've been honest and honest. If you just been lackadaisical and you've been falling off, you got to be on your shit. You got to continue to be very, 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 very obedient in your walk. So I definitely commend and applaud. I have, you know, even with my even when I had my co-host here, it was still it was a consistent basis of how I ran the show. So it just makes it all the more fun, all the more interactive when you come on and you're giving people good shit on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? Some things people don't want to hear, but they're gonna hear. Some things people want to hear, they don't want to hear. It's just gonna be a whole lot of things of that nature. But baby, we still rocking. We still rocking. Cheers again. Okay. So quote of the day. May you find inspiration in the big picture, but may you find love in the details. So, of course, that's a very, very instinctive quote. It's direct, but because we wanna jump into the fact that we're having this conversation about inspiration and big pictures and how you see the bigger picture, you can't have anything more thriving and going if it's not, you got to see bigger than what you're working on. You can't like just be like, okay, this the part I'm going to do, and then I'm going to just see where it go. No, you got to know what your next step is. You got to already have a plan for that next step. If the plan may change because of the pattern you may have to go, the direction, but you still got to have you got to have an outcome. You know what I'm saying? And it got to be something that you're really focused on. What's going on, Mr. LaTroy? You definitely have to do that. So we want to make sure, we want to always make sure, y'all, that even with all the inspiration in the world, don't ever get thrown off track with the fact that you still got to stay focused on the outcome. You can be doing so many different things. You can be so happy in what you're doing, the road you're traveling and all of that. But you still have to be focused on the outcome, all right? So may you find inspiration in the big picture, but may you find love in the details. And if you ain't finding nothing about what you love and what you doing, it's a waste of motherfucking time. It's a waste of time, y'all. You better love it. Don't be doing it just for the money. You got to be doing it because you love it too. Like, you got to be enjoying this journey. You got to be in celebration mode when you're going through this. It's not this walk isn't just for anybody. It's definitely got to be granted for you. All right. So we're gonna jump into the show. We're gonna start off with some of these memorable moments. But again, happy 4-year anniversary! Cheers. All right, so in this celebration of 4 years, because I knew I wanted to drop my podcast in April, because of course, you know, spring and all of that is the rebirth. So you definitely want to be doing stuff when it's alive, when something is being blessed with the living. And that's what I did. So we started off some of our shows in the beginning. I think this was show episode maybe like 15 right here. Yeah, 15, maybe around 15. And it was called Mothers and Emotions. And, you know, one of the funny things about being a mom, because I am a mom, but we tend to think that a lot of the things that our children do or say is about us. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they feel like this ain't happening right or this ain't happening right, we kind of tend to take it personal sometimes, because we know that we've instilled certain things in them and that we're hoping that they continue that installation of what they've been instilled. But, you know, we get off track sometimes thinking that, and then we'll include ourselves in the situation or whatever. So we had the conversation. I had the conversation on the podcast. This is one of the earliest stages where it was audio. And some of the comments on the audio were hilarious after I had, you know, had the certain the conversation, but it was about a mother's love goes further than the end of time, and a mother's pain can just be as everlasting. Parents parent as they were taught. The mother spends almost 70% of time with their children than the father on most occasions, so her actions are very impressionable. And that number is based off opinion and single parent status stats. So, but just try to hone in on where we're going. Since mothers are majorly the caregivers, the nurturers, and the providers, the actions and the display of the emotions during their actions speak more than their words to their offspring. So today, on that particular show, we talked about how women react. And you know, a lot of women, we react off emotion. So I believe on this show, I had actually was talking to one of my children or something about a report card. And she was just like, I ain't smart in math and all of that or whatever. And I know I feel dumb as hell in math, right? So when she said that or whatever, I took it to heart. And so I wanted to address it because it made me feel all sad and like to the point where I was just like, damn, like, did I pass my math dumbness down to my child? You know, stuff like that. So you question those things. And that was the reason why we did the show. And some of the comments was like, girl, I know I passed a lot of bullshit down to my kids. They effed up, da 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 da. A lot of them was praising, you know, how their kids react to certain things, because we do have really good children and kids do our structure and they know what to do, how to do it, and certain things as such. So it was a really good show and a really good conversation. Because parents are very, very hard on themselves, indeedly hard on themselves. So that show was really, really good. Then we had a show about men's healing. I think that was like episode like 25. We did a show on men's healing, and that show was very, very dynamic or whatever, because we needed to talk about. The conversation on that show is a lot of times men don't want to deal with the fact that they have issues as well as women do. And we had to dig deep because they carry so many burdens, and black men carry just as many burdens. So one of those things, we got to take a toast to that, because we got to take a toast to that, make a toast to that, because a lot of black men now are taking the advice of their doctors and actually getting healing and self-care and focusing on the things that they need to do. They're traveling, they're enjoying life, they're dealing with their kids on a basis that they want to. A lot of people really are growing in those aspects. So toast, cheers. All right. But yeah, so we were just talking about on that day, we just had to go ahead and make people more aware of and have understanding for the fact that men are traumatized and they go through just as much as issues, if not more sometimes, as women, because they're abused, treated bad, used, and a lot of them just grew up unloved. And they're still being unloved in relationships because that's what the magnitude of how they were treated as youth. So another show was, what are we lacking? Black people! On that show, we just really had a quick conversation. We had a couple of different conversations, but what we wanted to talk about most on that was the substantial unity in our communities. A lot of times, y'all know, even though we may not want to say it and admit it, I'm going to go ahead and make a toast to that too, because y'all don't want to give us enough credit in certain avenues, because we are... Even though black people face a lot of adversities and a lot of challenges and da da da, there are a lot of people making waves in these communities and getting things done. They stepping up, they volunteering, they showing up in these communities, they running these programs. And there's reasons why we had this conversation, because yes, we are lacking so many things, but we also saw that there has been a lot of progression in the areas that people were lacking beforehand, that they aren't lacking anymore. And lacking ain't always a financial thing. Lacking could be educational needs, resources, just the simple fact that people need to want to go back to school. It can be things like just knowledge, conversation, companionship, it, so many different things, financial literacy. It ain't all about a person needing something bigger than what y'all think y'all gotta provide on a monetary level. Thank you, Mr. Diallo. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So, okay, we celebrating over here. So if y'all come on, if y'all slide through or anything, you gonna see me with this wine glass. Don't even play with it because we are celebrating over here. As Joe just said, it's going down. Throw your phones up. That's right. All right, one more sip. And then I'm gonna put the glass down and give it to the show. But I'm gonna keep picking it up though. But I am going to put it down every now and again. I should have just bought the bottle down here because I said I'm the one. I'm gonna take it. I'm just gonna do this. I'm just gonna do this glass because we got a show to get through. All right, so yes. Then we did a show on relationships in real life, and I got a clip from that show. This was a really, really good show, y'all. As we embark on this memory, I'm gonna tell y'all about this show. So on this episode, we had a guest panel, and they were Sharika Collins, Joseph Ward, and Robert Pearman. And they came on to discuss different things. So it was a married man, a married woman, a single man, and a single woman. So we had I was the single woman, and Candace was another married woman on the show. So we had a very strategic set of responses going down on this show. It was a really good show, y'all. Let me bring it on for you. Hold on.
Mm-mm. They kind of like fall in line with how the flow is going. And I'm gonna let Candace take off from there, but they normally fall in line. So Queen, give them the next question that'll follow up after that one.
Okay, the next question. Well, one of the questions that I want to know, why do people stay in toxic relationships?
I guess, for example, when me and my husband got married, one of the things that we agreed was we weren't going to stay together for the sake of our kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's just not enough. And I don't care how you try to package it up. To me, you'll have a level of resentment against your kids because what are you thinking? If I had these kids, I'd be out, you know? Mm-hmm. And so to really answer that, I would say maybe it's a learned behavior. Maybe they're generational. They've seen people do it generationally. Some people don't want to be alone. Some people have built their marriage up to a certain standard on social media, mm-hmm. so they got to keep it together and keep it intact, even though they're raising all kind of hell, you know, during the day and night. But that's not going to work for me.
That's true. And I think a lot of times people don't know they're in a toxic relationship as well, because like you said, that's how they may have been raised, what they were raised around. So right. If I don't know the difference, then this might just be love for me.
Mm-hmm. Cheaper
to keep. That's what the old folks say.
I put it to you like this, like, how many healthy relationships have you really seen growing up? Like, because I thought about that, because I used to have to do the sexual and domestic violence prevention for the health department. And one of the things that we had to teach is healthy relationships. And one thing that I noticed, well, probably with the program was designed for white people. It wasn't necessarily designed for our people. But when I go to teach the information to black people and white people, one thing that I'm seeing is, like you talked about, the generational cultural thing. Then I start thinking about, for me personally, like, my parents divorced when I was 5. Most of the relationships that I've seen, I don't think I would define them as healthy. Somebody was always stepping out, somebody was always unhappy, somebody was always some of this and some of that. Then look at the stuff we seen on TV. So that's why I always ask myself, like, how many healthy relationships have I ever seen? And so I know for me, I just decided to find people in healthy relationships. So that's what I'm saying. So when y'all talking, I'm listening because you're in a healthy relationship. So it's just to be able to, for me to be able to see it, that way I can know what it looked like versus All right, this is what I seen growing up. And I know it don't look right now. I know it's not right because I can see healthy relationships.
Healthy relationships, though, because I think that's a key point you just made, because I think people now are trying to define what their own relationship standards are and what makes them happy.
Y'all, let me tell you something. Y'all got to go back and watch it if y'all haven't saw that episode. That is episode 48 on the podcast. And I'm telling y'all, like, the information that was discussed, the different things, like, we talked healthy relationships, social media standards. You know, people stay together for children more than they will admit in relationships. And then they end up having, like, some type of adverse feelings toward their kids. Like, because, you know, because you stayed with this man because of your kids, or you stayed with this man, it was great. It was like a great show. It was, and then they like very toxic behaviors. Thank you, E, for the happy anniversary. Woohoo! You see what I'm saying? They keep saying it. So every time somebody said, take a sip. Mm. Don, thank you, Don. Another happy anniversary. Let me go. Let me see. Yes, Joe, you need to grow that beard back, Joe. Yes, you seen it on the show. You seen it, Joe. You was grown man in it. You was grown man in it, bro. Go back and do your thing now. Go back. And you always using your hands, Joe. It's just it's just a familiar thing for you. And eat up my baby face, Joe. Yes. Happy anniversary, y'all. We're gonna take another sip to that. Anytime it's red, anytime it's dead, you gotta take a sip. And I do got some water right here. Don't play. Because I'm gonna keep me some water. Okay. So, back to the show. So, anyway, on that show, there was a whole lot of conversation. And if y'all heard on there, it was talking about a lot of people stay together because of social media standards. How many of you would raise a show? If you know somebody who's done this, and you got, I don't need to put no names on there. But if you know anybody, or if you were one of those people, just throw your photos up in the comments and let us know if you've ever stayed together for children, for don't behave. If you've ever stayed in a relationship out of toxicity, for children, for a social media standard. Look at Joe with all them foes. Look at all them foes. I'm telling you, I know people have done this. It's easy to get caught up in so many of these things in your life, y'all, because you be so caught up in the person sometimes that you forget that you got to focus on you. And a lot of times we forget about us in relationships and we just start doing shit just to do stuff. So that relationship show was very, very dope. And it was full of so much knowledge and different conversation pieces that allowed you to know whether or not this was healthy or not. This was toxic. It was a great episode. I'm gonna drop some of those up in some shorts on YouTube or something so y'all can see them, because I'm telling you, they really, really dope. It's a great show. So one of the other episodes was how we parent. Are we fucking up our kids, y'all? Like, let's be real. We know that over time we have taken the fall on after the show, everybody go buy a 4-for-4 from Wendy's and celebrate. Okay, well, we gotta find another place to do it though, because we need to give it to a black business or something, because no. But you said celebrate, and it's a celebration show, so we're gonna throw that glass up and say cheers. Okay. So we talked about how we parent and are we fucking up our kids. It's a lot of stuff we're doing out here that we're doing unintentionally sometimes, but it's actually rubbing off on our children. So that was a great episode. That was episode 52. Along the way, y'all, I'm at today's episode is 160. I'm at 160 episodes, so you gotta know it's some real dope episodes out there. Let me see. Let me go find that. Let me get that out here. let me just get the. I'm just gonna play the instrumental though, E, because I don't want to get kicked off. You know, they be ready to go on shut a bitch down for nothing. So, anywho, this the 444 from Jay-Z. We're going to listen to that, let that instrumental play in the background. And but listen though. Because we old people now, or some of us. What y'all consider old these days? What y'all consider old these days? I want to know, because I'm starting to feel like maybe I'm making this up in my head that I'm getting older. But what's yeah, I know they be hating. I'm telling you, they be hating on the regular, but we ain't gonna talk about it too much. This right here did thump though. But yeah, what y'all consider old? Y'all better say something like 70. Play with me. Another one of the episodes we had was Let's Be Casual, where we talked about casual sex, casual relationships, casual this, casual that, casual makeup, casual bodies, whatever. He talking about whatever age the nigga is. E, how old are you, E? E. Joe said, old is your age. Whatever you are, E, then that's what we dealing with old. That's what we dealing with. So don't play. I want to know. I want to know what E, tell me. Tell me the age, E. I need to know. Because he told me class of 2002. Oh, that's younger. That's younger than us. So I'm going to hush. Let me just keep it moving. What's going on, boo? What's going on, friend? Just because my friend came on here and spoke, we're going to do another cheers. Happy 4th anniversary, SW Live! Woo! Cheers. Ugh. That glass clapped my damn teeth on that time. Now, golly, now. Okay. Let's Be Casual. Like I said, Steve was on that show. He said he's 42. 42. Joe, don't play. Talking about 42 old Joe, because I'm gonna skip right past that, because I'll mess you up with that. Hey, get the tears off that. We don't cry for that. We'll let people who under 42 even get up on our skin. Happy 44th bitch. it's the wine, B. It's the one. She said, happy 4th bitch at me. It's another cheers. Happy 4th bitch. He ain't 42 plus. He not 42 plus. No, nah. Joe, he just 42. Thank you, friend. I'm proud to be, because baby, you know, keeping something going for this amount of time is really, really commitment. And I be hard on myself sometimes for wanting to take a break. And 4 years, B. This month made 4 years. So this month made 4 years. In October of 2019 is when I signed on with Freedom Train. So when I actually got on with the production, where they, you know, started doing a lot of my behind the scenes stuff for me and making it pop for me beyond the fact that I'm just creating my content. You got people who support you, dog. That's what really made this real for me, is that like it let me know that I'm not alone on this journey. 42.5 FU Joe. Damn, you almost 43. Y'all gotta quit arguing in the comments about this age thing, because y'all making me feel old, and I look too damn good to be feeling old. Nah. Joe, you turned 40 this year. Did you turn 40, Joe? Joe, did you or did you not? Okay, so let's stay focused on So happy 4th anniversary. Oh, he's 30 now. Okay. Hello, I'm new here. Hi, Mr. Cal King. Thank you for being new here. Welcome. This is the 4th anniversary of SW Live. Thank you for tuning in. Cheers. Cheers. Welcome aboard. And we're having a recap of all the different shows that happened over the last 4 years because it's the 4th anniversary month of SW Live, and it's just been a really great couple years. Well, few plus years. It's been a really great few years. So we're going to jump back in. Boxing Vibes, our Boxing Vibes interview on SW Live was one of our busiest interviews. It had a whole lot of traffic, a lot of questions, a lot of tuning in, and we talked with three young brothers. They have their own actual YouTube as well that you can go over and watch over on Boxing Vibes TV, and they go to a lot of different boxing fights and then do reviews and do shows on it. So go check it out. I'm telling you, they got a really, really dope show. It's at Boxing Vibes TV. Let me see if I got it right here. They have a really great show. Boxing Vibes TV on YouTube and on Instagram. Y'all go check them out. It's a lot of great talent out there doing podcasts anyway, but let me tell you something. If you're into boxing and you into stuff like that, you want to go check them out. If you're into music, I always tell you, we got to go be at the Freedom Train because E going to drop that new heat from the local artists and people around the world that are in the local mainstream as well. But you want to definitely tune in to places like that. Joe's show be popping this like a motherfucker between YouTube and the website on the Shoulders of Giants. He dropping nothing but knowledge and heat from the past. And he pissing people off on a regular basis. It's something to tune into, I'm telling you. Then you got Pat with Lessons from the Screen who's talking about shit all over the continents, all over the world. It's a whole thing. But before I go any further, I must give a special shout out to all my brothers, y'all. I got like 6-7 brothers, okay? But my brother, I'm gonna drop because of the love that I have for these people. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to let love on them real quick. My mom had some really, really dope boys, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm the oldest of all of them, so it may be just my. I might just be. You know, biased or whatever. But I feel like my brother's really, really dope. So I'm going to give them all a shout out and let them know I just want to send them some love and let them know just how much I love them. One of my mom's oldest boys is Dimitri. Y'all might know him as Nell, but always some love toward him. I love everything he's doing in his life, every single thing. Chris, that's my baby right there. That's my baby, Chris. Then you got Devin. Of course, that's the one who I was talking to about these shout outs. So Devin. Butter. That's my boo. And then you got my twins over there, Quinn and Trent. They're my babies, y'all. Like, great. We was really like they second moms growing up. So it felt good just to hear my brother call today. What's going on, Kels? And say, sis, what's going on? Holler at me on the show today. And that felt good because I know he tuning in. So I'd be happy to hear that, you know? So, one of your highest view shows. Yes, it was. Boxing Vibes TV show was one of my highest view shows. I'm telling y'all, go check it out. Continue, let it keep rising because it did its thing. It had a great review based because we had talked about some real knowledgeable shit on boxing. They done been to several fights. Like, you know, of course, all the rookie fights, the underdog fights, the UFC fights. But all the boxing fights, I'm talking about several, all the big names. Now, I can't get into it right now because I'm on this wine, so happy anniversary. Let me take a shot and drink. I shouldn't. Cheers to that. All right, let me keep going. 6 years old. Diallo, get them together, Diallo. Get them together. They don't understand. They talking about 42 and all that shit. Man, 60 is old. My mama turned 64 today. Happy birthday to Enigma's mom. On our anniversary month, y'all. We celebrate all month long, but today started. This is let y'all know, because the actual debut date was April 9th. So happy motherfucking anniversary and happy birthday to Enigma Seth's mom. I'm almost out, and I'm about to go get my bottle. My mom turned 60. Hello, people. What's going on, Queen? Kels, what you laughing at on that, Kels? So, all right, y'all. One of the highest viewed shows was Boss of Vibes TV. And the show was extra good. Because it was, to be honest, I actually felt like I was sitting down talking to celebrities. Because of the things that they've done, the places they've been, and the fights that they've watched. They got to talk to Mike Tyson on a regular basis. They talked to a lot of major fighters on a regular basis. So I really feel like I was dealing with some celebrities on my show that day, y'all. So don't. That's why that's one of my highest viewed shows. But go check it out. It's episode 72. And I'm at, today makes episode 160. Don't play with me. one of our other episodes was a conversation with Mutaki Akbar. I don't know if I put that one. Is that was one of them that they accepted? They might have accepted that one. Let me see. Because they had they had other shows that they was not letting me play. No, that one, the other one that they actually accepted was one of my other highest rated view shows, which was the BBL movement. y'all know, do not play with the BBL movement, because they really going ham right now. They really going ham. If y'all, and then everything would get your butt big ain't always about getting the surgery. They got these things happening where you can get your butt lifted with a shot. I'm not promoting anything because I don't know anything about it. So you have to check into that on your own. But I'm just letting you know there are other ways to get these BBL booties without going to get surgery, is what I'm being told. So You wanna go ahead and have that conversation with people, but let me drop this video real quick of the BBL movement. The people went in about the BBL movement, they really did enjoy having that conversation. So it was a very viewed show, and the comments went ham too. Everybody just had their state and they say in that show. It was funny.
I have no idea.
And because, like, you would think that if they doing it for me, like, if they doing it, they doing it for themselves. Yes, but everybody know that men like big asses, men like flat tummies, men like big boobs sitting up, men like all of that. And so, obviously, you know, when women get dressed, we do things. Yes, we do it for ourselves. Now, one thing I'm gonna say about women love to get up and get pretty for themselves. Point blank. Period.
Oh yeah, it make you feel good.
It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
However,
it brings a whole different energy for you.
However, we are out there when we are attracting people, we are attracting male figures that we love and adore and want looking at us and da da da. So,
but you might be attracting the wrong one.
Well, you know, here nor there. They're attracting, you know, people look at those certain body parts. But if that's the case, and so many, if they say they're doing it for men and male figures, why are so many men not running to the BBL women? As if that's what is about. So I do have a question about that. Do y'all think that the BBL movement is bringing more men and women together? What do y'all think about that? Do y'all think that the BBL movement is making more relationships stronger or creating more relationships? What y'all think the BBL movement doing? I met Fee for the first time this week 4 years ago. So this is a significant month for you too. This is a significant month, boo. I'm telling you, bro. Cheers to that. Happy anniversary to that. Happy anniversary. So tell me, I want to know what y'all think about that. Do you all think that the BBL movement brought more people together as a relationship, bringing more people together? Because isn't it supposed to be where the BBL movement, I mean, where the BBLs are attracting men, right? So did they bring more people together or did they separate people more? Hell no, because some of the men said they booties be staying. What? The BBL movement is making Dominican doctors rich. What? Well, okay, yeah, that's true. I'm just still stuck on this thank ass shit. Okay. Happy anniversary. Oh my God! Ah, boy, I swear to God, I don't like y'all sometimes. Boy, listen, y'all don't cooperate. Y'all. Woo, boy, y'all do not cooperate. Oh goodness. That's what y'all telling me. Happy anniversary. That's what y'all telling me, that the BBL movement is not helping relationships. Okay. All right. Let's see. We had Mr. Okay, Joe said nope. Damn. And it worries me because we really, really was worried. This is because I was very defensive. Well, Joe, y'all got to remember, this is what's bothering me about this whole BBL thing, is that because of the BBLs, everything's questionable with natural girls. And we like just a little bit of thickness on your ass is now being questioned. Like, oh, you got a BBL? Bitch, what, look, I got a BBL. Well, I gotta ask because everybody got BBLs. That's a shame. That's a shame, bro. I seen my homegirl put up a post on Facebook today, and she said, she said a person asked her, was her teeth veneers and did she have braces just because she taking her teeth? So natural shit just ain't real no more, bro. Just because everything is fake around here, y'all just feel like natural stuff not real no more? That's crazy. That's crazy. That's bananas. Happy anniversary. What? That's crazy to me. Mm-mm. No, y'all cannot tell me that because of the BBL movement that all asses are questionable now. That's what y'all tell me. That's what. So if it's not helping relationships, it's harming the Earth in general, because it's harming the minds of individuals. It's making people think that everybody just got a fake ass and lipo. Queen, every time we talk about these BBLs, you make sure you talk about them damn thighs. Queen say you could tell the difference between that natural and BBL because them thighs don't line up with the butt. And that is real. Them thighs will not be lining up with the butt. But you could tell a lot of them now. Some people got them natural looking BBLs because I've seen some natural looking BBLs now. And I've definitely seen some, but it's some very, it's more unnatural looking BBLs than it is natural. It's more unnatural. Way more unnatural. All right. So we now another one of our great shows that we did, a memorable show where we got a whole lot of feedback from, was the red flags over green flags. Because a lot of y'all be ignoring red flags just because y'all want to ignore the red flags. But let me bring y'all back, baby. The red flags get you killed. Look at E talking about you gotta question everything. I don't like that, E. I don't like that. I don't like that, E. I don't like that. Because it's like because y'all ain't got no requirement to make men go and make get all these changes, but y'all gonna get all these changes. That's why I don't feel like it be for the men. I don't really feel like it be for the men. I feel like they're doing it just to fit in with whatever people telling them they need to look like. I don't like that. That belly button gotta tell you to E. He said that belly button. Okay. That's fair too, E. That's fair. Cause it'd be disposition and stuff. It'd be disposition. So, the red flags, green flags. When y'all ignore and deal with the green flags, with the red flags, they seem to always receive the savior effect and are not celebrated. Yet the common things that green flags employ are constantly looked over and tossed aside. Why do we embrace the negative? Today, on that particular show, we discussed the green flags and started celebrating the green flags and stopped ignoring the green ones. Because y'all ignore all the green flags just and look over the good shit and pay attention to the negative shit and let the negative stuff be the things that keep you in the relationship. Y'all not so. The belly button got to tell you again, though, so that's what we got. They made a song about, what was the song, Joe? That girl said be the lumps and bumps for me. Y'all, you know, y'all cutting up today. Y'all cutting up today, man. Y'all ain't shit. Boy, y'all cutting up today. Happy anniversary. Y'all cutting up today. B said be the lumps and bumps for me. One thing about this surgery, the side effects are going to always be great. So regardless of the goodness of your surgery, side effects down pat. You know what I'm saying? To where ain't nothing happening and messing you up. Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying? So she say some men getting work done, they just not brought exactly. They getting them chest done. They getting them got their abs put in. That's on my dog. Happy motherfucker. Cheers. Cheers. Happy motherfucking anniversary, B. Yeah, B, Queen. They is getting the bodies done though. They getting the work done. They just ain't advertising it. Men always been smart when it come to what they like and don't like. They don't gotta advertise that shit. They gonna get who they want anyway. They can have a big ass belly. It's if they got some money in their pocket, they gonna get any girl they want, any person they want. These women go and spend $100,000 on a body and can't even keep a man. I be feeling sorry for them, cause my little natural body be having people in the DMs, and I be like, baby, this is natural, Vito. Oh, that's what we like though. But y'all be cheating on people. Y'all be cheating on natural bodies or cheating on fake bodies with natural bodies. But you go and date a whole woman with a fake body, and then you be mad. But it do eat. It do. They be having a big ass belly and still be pulling anybody they want. Now stop acting like don't act like you don't know I'm being honest about that. Yes, sir, baby. One of our other good shows was Girl Talk with Kim Dudley. She brought on all that good business talk about marketing and because she's a marketing guru. She's a marketing guru. That girl, as soon as she launched her body butter movement, I think she sold like in 3 months, 10,000 units of body butter. And that was her first time making body butter. Don't play. I'm telling you, things be happening out here, y'all. Get with the program. That was episode 108. And she'll tell you all the marketing deets you need to know. Check that episode out. One of our other good shows was Major Turnoffs. We talked about major turnoffs in relationships, or if you with the person who you think of pursuing a relationship, when you think about what you want, or what you think that you want to do to deal with what you feel like you'll do deal with someone is what we talked about. How much is acceptable in those turnoffs? Because some things turn you off, but they ain't always turning you off. It's just some things you're just not used to. They're doing meat shots too. What? Big meat swinging. They doing meat shots? What, Joe? What? Why they get their body done? Them niggas still be holding these rolls and licking toes. She's so cold. She's so cold. Oh my God. Okay. I will not. Happy anniversary. She's so cold. And she cold. Another memorable episode was the with Bowtie Genius Cedric, not a Black Johnson. Former Nappy Heads member. decided to make bow ties, y'all. A very, very popular bow tie industry guy. He does his thing. He taught us all about marketing and sales and all of that too. And the different things and the different dynamics he goes through to make these bow ties, and he creates and curates these bow ties himself. Check out that episode. It's episode 118. Very nice episode, very detailed and major turnoffs. So I had a dude tell me, look at E talking about Ben Cole. I'm telling you, Ben Cole, E. Ben Cole. It ain't never a time nobody's gonna stop my girl, dog. Ben Cole, I give her 100% around the board because she got the A1 personality for one. And then she dress code on 120,000, like solid around the block with that. And then loyalty is period. But beautiful girl, you feel me? So everything about her is Ben Cole. But for her to come on this bitch and say, because while they body getting done, them men still holding these rolls and licking toes. She arrogant. She arrogant for that, E. That's all I'm saying, E. That's my girl. So I know her. Ben Cole. Cheers to that. Cheers. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. She said happy motherfucking anniversary. Cheers. Listen, y'all. I got two more to say. Are we raising our children right? I think I said that one. And we already said something about the BBL movement. Listen. April 2023 is the anniversary of SW Live. We went 4 years strong today, y'all. We are 100, like, you know when stuff falling in the right direction when it comes land the way it land. 160. The 160th episode of the going into the fourth year, or closing out the fourth year, starting the fifth year, says so much. So if beyond the ecstaticness of this, beyond the ecstaticness, of course, I'm always happy. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. I appreciate that. Beyond the ecstaticness of knowing that, you know, it's like, oh, shit ain't quick. Because the Pisces get, you know, we get bad rep out here. They be like, they procrastinators. They wait till the last minute. They start stuff and don't finish. I'm 4 years strong. And I want to just talk my shit a little bit because, like, it's too many times, y'all, that, like, things that go on in your life, your success stories don't happen. I went through a whole divorce, still was coming on doing my show. I'm talking about broken down, depressed, at my lowest in all forms of who Shelby, like, who I put myself out there to be. And I live the life of exactly what I show y'all of who I am. It ain't no fakeness in me. So the authenticity of SW Live gives you the full throttle of Shelby. I give y'all my thoughts. I give y'all the pieces of me in this show. And I'm putting myself out here to be judged every single Wednesday, regardless of what a person is going to think of me, how a person feels about what I'm going to talk about. I put that out here. And I make sure that y'all get all of me. You can't come to me, you can't talk to me, you can't vibe with me if you don't know me. And that's what y'all get. So I appreciate y'all for coming on here, giving me the time, giving me y'all viewing eyes, just saying, you know what I'm saying, she worth the vindication that she says she is. And I appreciate that. I do so in so many ways. And being built for this, like you say, these other podcasts ain't built like that. For real, E, for real. Being built for it is a whole nother level. So I just want y'all to know, because I feel so good and because I wanted to talk my shit a little bit and celebrate with y'all a little bit, just let y'all see some of my past shows. Just y'all see a little bit of me and feel a little bit of me. I just want y'all to know it's going to continue. It's going to get bigger, though. It's going to continue, but it's going to get bigger. And because of that, I want y'all to always know that y'all can count on me to be exactly who y'all get on a regular basis, but y'all can continue to count on me to just be Shell. If I can't be nobody else, I'm going to be Shell. And I appreciate y'all in every way, shape, form, or fashion. I appreciate my Freedom Train family. I appreciate my family, my girls, for always sticking with me. I appreciate my friends for always telling me that I can do this shit. And that alone just gives me continued power. So thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep sticking with me, man. Y'all keep sticking with me. Keep sticking with me. Keep sticking with me. She said, pop your shit. We're going to pop our shit. And we're going to continue doing that over here on SW Live. Y'all know that for real. And I got just a little bit emotional just then. But regardless, I just got to let y'all know that's just how it is. And I love y'all. And I'm going to continue to have y'all on here supporting me because y'all got a reason to. So, Rhonda, cut. That's right. That's right. Cheers. Congrats. Thank you, Honey. Definitely real on cut. Really be. Really. Really. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all so much. Love y'all. See y'all next Wednesday. We got Gen Z back. We got Gen Z back, y'all. Our new youth group. But cheers. Happy anniversary. I just feel like taking a break. I need to sleep.